friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Famous Worst Mockers Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Okay, confession time. I just shopped Kohl's clearance and I might have gone a little overboard. But who can blame me with all the major markdowns going on? I saved 70% on so many great finds, like cozy fleece sweats, comfy PJs, a cute sweater, a warm jacket, and I could keep going. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on Kohl's clearance major markdown. And if you see me there again, no you didn't. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
37-28, Rutgers leads Wisconsin at the half. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Rutgers up 46% for the field, 16 out of 35. They have the paint points advantage, 24-16. 3-7 from the arc, 2-2 at the foul line. Badgers 10-27 from the field, 2-10 from long range, 6-7 at the free throw line. Badgers a +3 on the glass, but 3 assists, 11 turnovers for Wisconsin. 13 dimes, only 5 miscues for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. A.J. Storr with 13 to pace Wisconsin. Cliff Amore has 11 to lead Rutgers. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Our score at the half, Rutgers 37, Wisconsin 28. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they've set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat, and the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? Unbelievable! They've bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Kick savings, pitch karate!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Battleground. Purple. Swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, we get ready for the second half. Quick check of the U.S. Bank scoreboard. UConn, as you might imagine, having its way against Georgetown. It's 52-28. Top-ranked Huskies leading at the half. Alabama 49, LSU 46. That is at the half as well. The Big Ten, this, of course, game 1 of 5 in the conference here on this Saturday. Illinois and Michigan State. You got Maryland at Ohio State, Michigan at Nebraska, and then the primetime game, Indiana at Purdue. Well, Butchie, let's see what the Badgers can do. I've seen this movie a few times where they've been bad in the first half and really good in the second. We'll see if they can add to that here today.
Well, I think it's really important when you look at Rutgers with the 37 points, don't let them get easy buckets. When you get let Rutgers get easy buckets, now some. What they get to do is set up that trap and that press. And that's what they want. And then it leads to some more turnovers. And so it's a big snowball effect. I think We can talk about all the offense we want, but right now, this is a defense has to lock up. And individually, they need to look at each other and realize that's where it starts. That's where ball games are won.
Just joining us, the Badgers are without John Blackwell today, and that's a defensive presence that they miss. Lower body injury, waited 11 minutes on Wednesday, took that hard fall late in the Purdue game. So we're just shutting him down here for today. The Badgers will have Hepburn, Plesman, Storr, Wall, and Crowd, the original starting five. Davis, Samori, Mag, Jeremiah Williams, Derek Simpson, the original starting five for Rutgers. Badgers led the first possession of the second half. We'll move to our right. Rutgers 37, Wisconsin 28. As we're ready to roll with the second half here in Piscataway. Badgers return home Tuesday night, 8 o'clock tip at the Kohl Center against Ohio State. See if they have a little second half rally in them. Here's the inbounds pass to Hepburn, and off we go. Chucky outside left, throwing to Tyler Wall between the circles. He'll turn it to Klesman outside right into Crowell on the right wing. Back out to Klesman. Flips to Hepburn high on the left. Now Klesman looking to get the post as Crowell. Max will drive it up in traffic. No rebound. Crowell had it, and it's tapped out of bounds. It'll belong to Rutgers. So an empty possession to start the second half for Wisconsin.
And I know Max had two fouls of trying to kind of find himself. But one more reversal. Continue to get that. It was a little bit of a forced shot.
Rutgers moving to our left. Here's Mawat Mag handing off to Simpson. A flip to Jeremiah Williams. Right lane line dribble. Knocked away. Got it back. Throws it out to Jamichael Davis. Davis against Klesman. In the lane. Throws it up. And that's just straight up in the air. Down to Amori with the shot clock down to six. Simpson against Hepburn. Screen from Amori. Simpson left lane line. The runner short. Rebound Tyler Wall for Wisconsin. About a minute gone by. Second half. 37-28 Rutgers. Rutgers has led wire to wire, scored the game's first 9 points. Klesman shovels it inside. There's Crowell. Left shoulder turn. Up off the left side iron. No good. Mawat Mag the rebound. Mag against Hepburn. A pass for Derek Simpson. Rotates it to Jeremiah Williams. Off the left wing. Starts to back on Storr. Now picks up the dribble. There's cross court for Simpson. Mag right corner three. No good. Tyler Wall another rebound. About a minute and a half gone by in the second half. 37-28 Rutgers. Hepburn with a bounce for Stephen Crowell. Top of the arc. He'll take the open three straight on. Off the rim, no good. Cliff Amori the rebound. One and out for Wisconsin.
Offensively, they've had good looks. A duck in for a jump hook. At top of the key, wide open three.
Both teams empty here in this second half. Here's Williams leaning. Right elbow jumper. That clipped the front rim, no good. But he got his own rebound. Baseline left, drives to the cup, runs it up, no good. Rebound to Mawat Mag, low on the left, and he'll finish. He has seven, and Rutgers has its biggest lead of the day at 11 points. 39-28 the score of the Knights, 2 minutes gone, second half. Hepburn outside right for Wisconsin, a throw to Tyler Wall, turns it to Storr on the left wing. A.J. with a jab step, now left open, takes the three, off the rim, no good. Jamichael Davis the rebound. Badgers continue to be stone cold from long range. That has been an issue these last three and a half outings for the Badgers. Here is Simpson going to Mag off the left wing. Mag backing, lost his balance. Wild shot bricked it. Wall another rebound. Wall up the floor for Wisconsin. Throwing to Max Klesman. Klesman outside right. Loops it in to Stephen Crowell against Davis. Finds a cutting Wall. Low on the right. Goes up. Got fouled. And Tyler Wall will earn himself a couple of free throws as Derek Simpson picks up his second foul.
Offensively, I like what Wisconsin's doing. The ball is touching the post. They've had good looks. They haven't been able to execute it right now and put it in, but overall, offensively, much different start to this half than the first half.
Wall looking for his first points here today. He does have 8 rebounds. First free throw off the rim, no good. The Badgers over the last now 3.5 games are 20 of 81 from the three-point line. Second free throw for Wall is good. That's his first point. 39-29 Rutgers, 2:45 into the second half. Here comes Jamichael Davis at the top of the circle. Bounce pass to Cliff Omori. Glides across top of the key. Hands off Jeremiah Williams. Leans in. 14-footer. No good. Got his own rebound. Throws it up. Got it in. Counts and a foul. Well, once again, Williams following his own miss. Tyler Wall called for the foul, and it's an and one for Jeremiah Williams.
Yeah, this is just a tough one that you've got to find a way to get the rebound in. Williams, I snicker because I couldn't emphasize enough. Williams changes his team.
He does.
Last year, that was, or last, you know, prior to those two games, they weren't getting any of that action whatsoever.
Hits the free throw. He has 9 points, 42-29 Rutgers. Press is on. A little more than 3 minutes gone, second half. Badgers break the press. Wall finds Thor low on the right. Hangs in the air. Shot is blocked, but a foul called on Cliff Omori. And Storr goes to the free throw line as Omori is called for his first foul. And you're going to hear a lot of boos when they show this replay on the board,
yeah,
I would guess.
I mean, no verticality and all the above. But that's what happens when you attack. You give yourself a chance to get the call.
Storr with 13 points, 3 of 3 at the foul line. First free throw will bounce out. No good. Even the free throw percentage has slipped a bit for Wisconsin in recent games. 70% in this three-game losing streak. Second free throw for AJ is good. It's about where the Badgers are today. Now 8 of 11 at the foul line. 42-30 Rutgers, 16:45 remaining. Davis loops it to Omori off the left elbow, dribbles to the right side, feeds Williams, bounces the mag, dribbles off the right wing, jump stop in the lane, needs a little bit of help, throwing to Simpson, and he'll toss it back out to Williams near half court. Shot clock is at 8. Williams against Storr. Goes under the screen for Mag. Now Simpson snaps off a 3 left of the circle off the rim. Storr flies in there for the rebound. 16:20 remaining, 42-30 Rutgers. Storr outside right, finds Tyler Wall right of the paint. Wall turns to the baseline. On the reverse layup, no good. Rebound, back tap from Crowd to Storr. AJ out the max. Hangs in the air, throwing to Hepburn on the left wing. Inside feed, Crowd catches, left block, single coverage Omori. Steven backing, turns baseline, doubled from Simpson to throw to Klesman. Open three straight on, too long, no good. Omori the rebound. And the cold shooting continues for Wisconsin. Jeremiah Williams on the right side. Williams against Klesman. A bump of the play on. Now Max got in too close, tried to knock it away. Is called for the foul. And that's 3 on Max Klesman. Now at the under 16 immediate timeout. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS iSoy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com. to learn more. Badger basketball also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 15:44 to play. Rutgers 42, Wisconsin 30. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Acquired by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 15:44 to play, 42-30 Rutgers. Scarlet Knights inbounding. They get it into Cliff Amore at the free throw line. He's off to Andre Hyatt on the left wing, matched up with Tyler Wall. A pass for Simpson, left point. Simpson matched with Hepburn. Throw to Amore, moving in on Nolan Winter. Left shoulder turn, up right hand short. Winter the rebound for Wisconsin. Now Hepburn brings it up for the Badgers. Move it to our right to the second half and trailing by 12. 15:20 remaining. Store between the circles. Winter setting the screen. AJ turns on the Jets in the lane. Acrobatic shot well off the mark. No good. Amore the rebound. Outlet Fernandes and a reach-in foul called on Chucky Hepburn. That'll be his second.
That one on Chucky, it goes against Chucky. Thought they could have had a travel there too. Mm-hmm. Now where we're at might have been more contact than what I saw from Chucky, but it's a close one.
Badgers points coming at the foul line here in the second half. They are 0 of 7 from the floor. Rutgers 2 of 12. Here's Simpson, puts it on the deck, right of the lane, rockets one up off the glass, no good. Cleared by Wall. Hepburn feeds Store, takes it off the left wing, spinning in the lane. Almost took an extra step. Here's Hepburn, finds Wall, throws to Store. In the left corner, drives baseline, hangs up in the air, and the pass is stolen away by Simpson, intended for Klesman. Simpson in the lane, out the high, a three ball right corner, good.
You knew it was going in. That's what happens when you turn the ball over.
45-30, Rutgers timeout, Wisconsin, as the Badgers again, brutally sloppy offensively, and Rutgers makes them pay for it. This will be a full timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 14:30 remaining. Rutgers 45, Wisconsin 30. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Back iClean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Points off turnovers today, 15-2 in favor of Rutgers. It's 45-30. Rutgers leads Wisconsin. 14:30 left in the game. Jay Storr on the bench now. Connor Asijan is in. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. And Chucky will walk it to the front court. Here's Max Klesman. Feeds Hepburn at the top. Out of Nolan Winter at the free throw line. Gets it back out to Hepburn. Shot clock is at 10. Hepburn off the Winter screen. Chucky left of the lane. Fills the dribble into Wall. Low on the left against Amori. Pumping multiple times up right hand. It rolls in for Tyler Wall. First bucket today.
Yeah, and Rutgers went with a zone. They went man at the very end, but they got the ball inside of them.
45-32 Rutgers, 13:55 remaining. Simpson on the right wing. Going to Hyatt, left of the circle. Flips it to Gavin Griffiths. Hooks a pass to Hyatt. Baseline left. Moving in on Wall. Left block. Pumps. Needs help. Finds Griffiths. Six to shoot. Fernandes at the top. A step back. Deep three is good. Yep. That's the way it's going for Rutgers. 48-32 Scarlet Knights, 13:30 remaining.
And is a 28% three-point shooter. Three for three.
Here's Hepburn up top with Soul off the ball. And a foul called here against Rutgers. Jeffrey Anderson on the call. They get Gavin Griffiths with his first foul.
But if you remember how Fernandes got his first three. Defensive breakdown.
Yep.
Made the first one.
Got confidence.
That's yep. The way this game works.
Yeah. And that allows you to make that step back deep three.
Yep.
Emmanuel Abole on the floor for Rutgers right now. Nolan Winter has it between the circles. One dribble, a handoff to Hepburn. Back is down 16 points here in the second half. Winter, mid post left. Finds Wall. Tyler. Needs a siege in right corner. Connor off the wing in the lane. He'll pivot. Eight-footer. Rolls in for a siege. He has seven.
Now can they get some stops, man? We talked about the start this half. It was going to be on the defensive end. They've got to find a way to string them together.
12:52 remaining. 48-34 Rutgers. Jeremiah Williams off the Obole screen. Williams again using the screen to his left. Hands off to Noah Fernandes. Right hand toss to Andre Hyatt. Tossed it back to Fernandes. Shot clock is at 5. Fernandes gets a rock hard screen from Abole and he hits another 3. 51-34 Rutgers with 12:25 remaining. Hepburn to the free throw line. Feeds Winter open 3. Right side back at you. Nolan Winter's first points today.
Big answer. He's at 12 minutes. You're going to sit. That was probably a wrap if they don't find a way to get this thing now. Sit it once. Sit it again. Can they find a way to get a stop?
51-37 Rutgers. 12:05 remaining. Fernandes wheeling around to your bully screen. Right of the lane. Klesman is able to reach in and knock it away. Out of bounds to Rutgers at the under 12. Media timeouts. Knowing it's closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 11:59 to play. Rutgers 51, Wisconsin 37. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have
water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
11:59 to play. Rutgers 51, Wisconsin 37. Noah Fernandes, 4 of 4 from the three-point line. We mentioned just 28% coming into the game. The transfer from UMass is better than that 28%. Last year, limited shots, 45%. Hit 45 threes 2 years ago for the Minutemen. But he's, you know, normally in that probably upper 30% range. And he's all of that and then some here today as his team up by 14.
Yeah, he shaved 16 of 56 so far. Now you look at what he's done. You know, it's how it happens. You know, you get any player, you give them confidence, now they build on that. And I think you look at right now with 12 minutes left, if you're Wisconsin, this isn't out of reach for you by any means. It's happened to you against Nebraska. How did Nebraska force on you? They force bad shots. You force Rutgers to take some bad shots. Defensively, you got a rebound. But here's the biggest thing. You got knocked down some threes.
Yep.
3 of 14. Comebacks happen when you start making some threes. I know I preach a lot. Get the ball inside. You still can get the ball inside and then kick it out for your threes. But at some point here tonight, this afternoon, you're going to have to make some three-point shots.
Jeremiah Williams will throw it in. Lack of knocking down threes has really hurt Wisconsin in this losing streak. And more of the same today here so far. Fernandes against Klesman, a throw to Griffiths as the season went down and knocked away by Winter. With the ball is Williams again. He'll snap off a three left side. Off the bracket, no good. Griffiths, the offensive rebound and a reset for Rutgers. Jeremiah Williams left points with Klesman defending. The goalie working hard against Nolan Winter trying to get the post, and Williams will drift it back out front. Shot clock is at 5. Williams gets the Eboli screen. Williams against Winter on the switch. Williams drives the lane to the rim. Layup good. It counts and a foul. Make it 53-37 Rutgers with 11:27 remaining. Nolan Winter picked up the foul, his first.
And Williams is a game changer for Rutgers. He's taken 13 shots. Like, just the volume of what he brings to this team is different.
Free throw is good. Kevin Willard, the coach at Maryland, saying that very thing after Rutgers won in College Park on Tuesday night. 54-37 Rutgers. In the backcourt press, Badgers break it. Marcus Ilver on the floor has the ball. 11:20 remaining. Here's Klesman into Winter down the lane. Goes up, blocked by Williams, but a foul called. I think Eboli got him first, and he did. Maybe the second on Emmanuel Eboli.
And Rutgers over the last three games, they've really changed their philosophy as far as guys they've played too. You know, they've got Palmquist, who has not seen the floor yet.
No, he hasn't.
He's played 20 games for them. Wolford has played 21 games for them, hasn't seen the floor yet. They've changed. Steve Pike has changed his team. And that's why, you know, they're playing better basketball.
They really are. They get that offensive juice from Williams. Nolan hits the first free throw. The second is good. 54-39 Rutgers with 11:15 remaining. Rutgers has led all day long. Fernandes throwing to Andre Hyatt. Right foul line extended. Ilver defended. Hyatt will take the long two. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Eboli, the offensive rebound. Knocked loose by Asijan. Bodies on the floor. Diving for it. Ilver, Winter, whistle. And they get a tie-up. Held ball. Arrow Rutgers. Red guard campaigning for a foul and did not get that.
And Greg's probably right. But when you haven't been as physical as the other team all game long, it's tough to get one there.
Agreed. Jeremiah Williams sideline left will inbound to Noah Fernandes. He's with Klesman to toss to Williams with Hepburn on him on the left point. Williams now dribbles top of the arc. Goes to Fernandes, high on the rights. Shot clock at 10. Bounce pass to Boley. Moving in on Winter. Turns. Upright block no good. Winter the box out and the rebound. Is it the Heffern? Chucky on the run to the front court. Got by Fernandes. Left lane line. Hits the brakes. Feeds Klesman. Three shot. Left corner. Rattles out. No good. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Rutgers.
Such a good look.
It sure is. Yeah.
Like it just, they just, I mean, that is. Chucky pushed the pace. Got to the paint. Max Klesman with a wide open three. Wide open. Corner three.
Amori in for Avoli. Amori with four blocked shots, among other things, today. Heffern inbounds pass, Marcus Silver. Hyatt defending him as Silver gives it up to Klesman. Max outside right, little bump from Winter. And a pass intended for Winter is deflected out of bounds by Fernandes. Shot clock at 11. 10:25 to play, 54-39 Rutgers. Klesman sideline right, throws it into Ilver, hands it back to Max, top of the key, takes a three right of the circle, it is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Amori.
Tough shot.
Badgers 3 of 15 from the arc, and an offensive foul on Jeremiah Williams as he pushed off Chucky Heffern. Williams trying to bust it up the floor. Chucky got into him, and Williams shoved him aside.
That was clearly an offensive foul.
Yep. Klesman out, Storr back in. 10:14 remaining. 54-39 Rutgers. I think I said 3 of 15 a moment ago. The Badgers are 3 of 16 from downtown. 10-12 to play. Badgers down by 15. Here's Heffern, left side of the front court. Chucky gets it to Winter at the top. Now he's up for Esiji. He'll try a three right side. Book it. Connor Esiji with his second three. 54-42 Rutgers. 9:57 remaining.
Just a 12-point game. Just try to get some stops.
See if that takes a lid off the basket. Heffern really getting into Jamichael Davis. Nearly forced a turnover. Now Fernandes at the center circle. Nice screen from Cliff Amori. Fernandes turns it down. A toss to Hyatt off the right wing. Knocked away Heffern out of bounds to Rutgers with 11 to shoot.
Still is very gettable, Matt. You're sitting at 12. Mm-hmm. Rutgers offensively. Even though Williams gives them a different aspect to that offense. Not great. You got to clean up the glass. But you just got to keep chipping away at this. Get this thing down below single digits. By the 8-minute median.
Inbounds pass, Gavin Griffiths. Mid-range jumper, no good. Bodies on the floor. Wall there to get the rebound. Both Amori and Crowell were down, and I think they've just teed up Steve Peichel. Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach. 54-42 Rutgers with 9:33 remaining. I'll write that down here. As Connor Esiji will shoot the technicals. And the first is good.
And I don't know why they were so upset, because Cliff Morey pushes Steve Kroll right in the back.
Yeah. That was a quick tee, so magic words, I guess, as Esiji hits both free throws. The Badgers now within 10.
And what did I, like, before the 8-minute, get it to single digits. It's 9:33. It's a 10-point game.
And the ball.
Yes.
Esiji, Crowell, Wall, Heffern, and Storr on the floor. Mawat Mag in there for the Scarlet Knights as Tyler Wall will inbound to A.J. Storr. Noah Fernandes will check him in the backcourt. Dillabana's Wall breaking the mid-stripe. Crowell going to Storr. A.J. right of the circle. Flips to Esiji, deep right wing. Tossed it back to Storr. Bounces to Wall off the right elbow. Tyler with 15 to shoot. Fires off a pass to Heffern. Drives baseline left. Pull up 10-footer. Back iron no good. Rebound back tap to Storr. Now Esiji. Deep three right side. That's off the heel of the rim. No good. Amori the rebound. 9:04 to play. 54-44 Rutgers. Jamichael Davis into the lane. Kicks it to Mawat Mag near the right corner. Passes off to Davis. Flips to Fernandes between the circles. Noah Fernandes with Storr defending. A pass to Mag, right elbow. Shot clock at 10. Davis to the free throw line. Low pass dug out by Fernandes. Long three on the way. It's good. Are you kidding me? 57-44 Rutgers, 8:35 remaining. Chucky Heffern for Wisconsin. Noah Fernandes with 5 threes this afternoon. Heffern on the dribble. Chucky still with it. Now barreling into the lane, into traffic, and he just lost it. Mag beats Fernandes, and he'll take it himself. Layup is good. Yet another turnover, another easy bucket. Timeout, Greg Gard. Badgers down by 15. And we'll step out as well. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin Public School employees. 8 minutes, 11 seconds to play. Rutgers 59, Wisconsin 44. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
To dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. Well, the Badgers a couple minutes ago got it down to 10, and then an empty possession followed by another. A three for Noah Fernandes, a layup on a run out, and the Badgers down by 15 again, 59-44 with 8:11 remaining.
And Connor Stevens had a wide open three. Could have got this game to 7. Instead, it goes to 15.
Yeah, that's
the
swing. Welcome
to the game of basketball.
That is the swing. Max Klesman lobs it over Mawat Mag, caught by Wall in the front court, tossed it back to Max, left of the center circle. He took one to the face, playing on. Crowell finds Klesman, left of the wheel, bounce pass Wall in the lane. Tyler powers it up, blocked by Amori. Wall got it back, trying to dig it out of there. Triple team, knocked loose by Fernandes, and it's out of bounds to Wisconsin. 7. Shot clock showing 7. 7:48 remaining. Klesman baseline right, will inbound. Max goes into Crowell, right side, 5 to shoot. Got to go. Here's the Seagym for 3, right of the circle. Good. The Seagym with his third 3, 59-47 Rutgers, 7:38 to play. Here is Derek Simpson with a pass for Hyatt. Turns it to Fernandes, high on the left. Throws to Cliff Amori, top of the circle. Hands off to Hyatt. Hyatt in the lane. Lobs Amori, slam dunk. 61-47 Rutgers, 7:15 remaining. Here's Klesman. Leaves it for A.J. Storr. Throws to a Seagym between the circles. Bounce pass Crowell. Crowell at the top. Amori defends. Gets it to Connor. Dribbling against Amori. Slips it inside. Crowell catches. Goes up. Got it. It counts in a foul. Steven Crowell with an and one. Badgers within 12.
Matt, I like the offense Wisconsin's running here in the second half. They've had some really good looks. They've had some curls, some drop-offs for some easy layups. They've had some wide-open looks for threes. They just haven't been able to get a stop.
No, they haven't. But Andy's picked up the second foul. It's interesting. Rutgers, it's about the timeliness of the shooting. They're only 9 of 24 in the second half, but 4 of 7 from 3.
From 3, yeah.
That's big. Crowell at the foul line and missed the free throw. Rebound tip from Amori to Jeremiah Williams. 61-49, Rutgers, 6:48 remaining. Williams bounces to Simpson, outside left, hands it to Mag. A flip for Williams, left of the center circle, off the Amori screen. Williams, right lane line, Crowell cut him off. Soft bounce out to Hyatt. Sends to Simpson, left side of the corner for Mag. Shot clock at 5, Simpson against the Siegen. Simpson for 3, left of the circle, good. Yep. A team that is less than 30% from 3 coming in is 8 of 15 today. And now Greg Gard and Sharif Chambliss getting the attention of the officials. Tyler Wall.
Shoe came off.
Yep.
It's time to
yep.
shoe up.
Yep. 6:13 to play. 64-49. Rutgers. And the press back on is Wall trying to get it in and just goes beat the 5-second call into Connor Esegin. Dribbles by Mag, left sideline front court. Esegin all the way to the goal, missed the layup, tipped up Crowell, no, tipped again, no. Rebound fought for and pulled down by Cliff Amori. 6 minutes to play, 64-49 Rutgers. And Jeremiah Williams will set the table for the Scarlet Knights. Throwing to Simpson between the circles. Feed for Amori. Acted like he was going to take the three. Not much chance of that. Here's Williams on the right side. Williams spinning by Esegin in the lane. Goes up, around and out. No good. Off the glass. And a rebound to Crowell. 5.5 minutes to play. 64-49 Rutgers. Max Klesman up top. Bouncing to Tyler Wall. Right of the lane. Wall gets doubled. Turns baseline. Couple of pumps. Splits. Two defenders and a reverse layup is good.
Good patience.
64-51 Rutgers, 5:13 to play. Timeout taken by Steve Peichel. Hold it here on the 30. 5 minutes, 13 seconds remaining. Rutgers 64, Wisconsin 51. This will be the 60 that Peichel's going to use now.
And I like the timeout by Peichel because you're sitting there at 13 and Wisconsin offensively is good. All they need to do is put a couple of stops together. You get this to single digits at the 4-minute mark. A lot harder than doing it at the 8-minute mark, like I suggested earlier, right?
Yeah.
But it's still gettable.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's still gettable.
Yep.
If you can get it to single digits by the 4, that's a minute 13 until you get there. Can you get a stop? Can you get a score? Can you get a stop? Can you get a score? You do that, you get the thing down to 9 to 8.
Make him a little nervous.
Yeah. Make him a little nervous. Like,
yeah.
I would have loved to see him do that with the 8-minute mark, because then you feel like you're trending the right way. But at 4, do they, you know, you're in it then. Can they get, you know, can you create a turnover? Can you do something different where they get nervous? Remember, this is a team that hasn't won a lot of ball games this year in Rutgers. Can you make them nervous? That's what you're trying to do right now. You've got to believe in yourselves that you're going to go stop, score, stop, score.
Peichel using the timeout. He has 2 left. Greg Gard has but 1. 5 minutes, 13 seconds to play. 24 on the shot clock. Rutgers 64, Wisconsin 51. Rutgers has committed 6 fouls. So the next one gets the Badgers to the line. Wisconsin in that category with still 2 more fouls to give. Possession arrow belongs to Wisconsin. Derek Simpson will inbound. Front court, make that Andre Hyatt will inbound. Front court sideline right. And here we go. Hyatt looking, he'll flip it into Williams. As Jeremiah Williams will just hold, looks over to the Rutgers bench. Shot clock at 17. Now Williams against Esegin. High screen, Mawat Mag. Williams picked up by Wall on the switch. Williams, left block goes in. Nice catch off the bobble of Amori. Up right hand, left block, no good. Tipped in by Mag. 66-51, Rutgers with 4:50 remaining. That burn to the front court for Wisconsin. Chucky high on the right, Mag defending. Hepburn on the dribble, kills the dribble, needs a Seagen, finds him outside right, goes into Wall, right of the lane, Wall, and a reach in on Jeremiah Williams, and that'll give the Badgers a chance to score with the clock stopped. Three on Williams, Wall gets a 1-1.
And Wisconsin did everything they needed to do. Had a shot, wins up, Meg is at the corner, Connor Seagen has him, Connor just loses vision, Meg flies in, tips it in.
Store in a Seagen out. Connor with 15 points it's here today.
Really good offense. Yeah, like he's given this team a great punch. Just when you get off to such a slow start like Wisconsin did, the room for error is gone.
1-1 for Tyler Wall, and it's too long. Missed the front end, rebound Cliff Amore. That's that margin for error we're talking about. This is the front end of a 1-1. Badgers still down by 15, 4:25 remaining. Williams at the center circle with Hepburn defending. Williams on the dribble, right of the lane, goes to the goal, and he is fouled by Stephen Crowell. Trying to fill the gap and got there a bit late. And it's a second on Stephen Crowell. Actually, they called it on Hepburn, beg your pardon. It's three on Hepburn. Jeremiah Williams at the foul line for the. He's 2 for 2 today, and the first free throw is good.
What does Jeremiah Williams do really well? He's a get downhill driver. Where is Wisconsin struggled a little bit this year? Get downhill driver.
No doubt. Second free throw is good. And it's 68-51 Rutgers with 4:17 remaining. Wall inbounds to Hepburn. He'll throw it over pressure. Caught front court by Crowell. Crowell between the circles. Leaves it for A.J. Store. Store on the drive. Left lane line goes up. No good. Tipped up. Yes. I believe that was A.J. on the tip. 68-53 Rutgers with 4 minutes remaining. Here comes Jeremiah Williams. He actually gave Wall the credit for that last bucket. Hyatt for three. Right corner. It's good again. Yeah, that's how basketball works sometimes. 71-53, Rutgers with 3:40 remaining. Store, left block, powers it up, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it belonged to Wisconsin. At the under four media timeout. We'll take a break. 3 minutes, 36 seconds to play. Rutgers 71, Wisconsin 53. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Score great savings on your bathroom project now at Menards. Max has more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and showers to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Right now, get a Max Hanna white corner shower kit with a brush nickel door for just $13.99. Check out this and other great deals going on now during Menards Super Sale. Prices good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game. Connor Seagen doing what he can. A team-high 15 points, 3 of 7 from long range, 5 of 11 overall. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Hasn't been much best for Wisconsin here today. Rutgers Wire to wire out in front, 3:36 remaining. Rutgers 71, Wisconsin 53.
And you're going to need everyone to play with John Blackwell out, right? And the guys have stepped up. Like, Connor came in and gave some great offensive energy to his team at times. But it just, it seems during this stretch, when you're on a losing stretch, teams continue to go off a little bit. And it's 9 of 16 from Rutgers from three, Matt, and that's a big deal.
Yep.
For a team that hasn't shot it well.
Hepburn, baseline rival inbound to Tyler Wall. Throws it back to Chucky. Three shot right corner, and that just clipped the front rim, if that. High at the rebound. And you have a stretch like Wisconsin's going through, and now what, in a positive note, Rutgers, the body language difference between these two teams, day versus night. Jeremiah Williams throwing to Mag. Three ball right corner. Good again. And it's an onslaught today.
You knew it was going.
Oh, yeah.
That's the afternoon it's been for Rutgers from shooting.
74-53 Rutgers with 3 minutes remaining. Crowell outside left, hands off to Klusman. At the free throw line, in the Wall, in the paint, up around Amori. Another block for Amori. Simpson runs it down and spikes it out of bounds off of Tyler Wall. That is 7 blocks for Cliff Amori today. Winter in for Crowell. Asijan will be checking back in. Ilver subs for Wall, the 2:53 remaining.
Well, Cliff has done a good job of his timing of those blocks as well. He's been that secondary help, and that's where you get your block. Now, Wisconsin hasn't played off of 2 feet and given any that many shot fakes to create angles.
Badgers trying to press, and Asijan got tangled up with Derek Simpson. They'll get Asijan for the foul. Team foul number 6. And the Badgers will continue to try to press, down 21 with 2:53 remaining. Mawat Mag will throw it inbounds, flips it into Derek Simpson. Now the Badgers back off. Klusman checking Simpson. Just bothering him a little bit. Simpson gets it across half court. And Rutgers can just take its time offensively. Jeremiah Williams with Asijan defending. Williams kicks it to Amori. Whistled one down low, and it goes through Amori's hands and out of bounds. Isaac Lindsay and Carter Gilmore will come in for Wisconsin. As Storr and Klusman will sit down. I think if you're Greg Gard right now, you're trying to, these guys who've had the heavier minutes, get them a little more downtime.
Absolutely.
You got a lot of season left, as this one just got away. As Lindsay goes inside to Gilmore, out to Asijan for three, left side off the rim, no good. And another rebound for Amori, reaching in Lindsay, trying to get a help ball. Instead, he's called for the foul. And 1-1 at the other end, coming up for Rutgers with 2:20 remaining.
And Matt, the reality of it is, you're back at it Tuesday against an Ohio State team that is desperate as well.
Yeah.
Just like this Rutgers team was. Now, I thought Rutgers is playing better basketball than Ohio State has been playing better basketball.
Yes.
Right? Like, they're trending the right way, Rutgers is. And that's what scared me about this game, is you win two on the road in the Big Ten. Rutgers are starting to build some confidence. Offensively, they were starting to get better. Well, guess what? We saw all of it this afternoon.
Amori missed the front end of the 1-1, and a whistle inside. They're going to get a foul here. They may get a Hyatt. Yeah, as Gilmore went to the floor. Tell you what, Cliff Amori, the game he is having, he's creeping in the direction of a triple-double. 13 points, 13 rebounds, 7 blocks. Would like to think that he won't get 3 more in 220, but Carter Gilmore will go to the free throw line for a 1-1.
He is a game changer. I mean, he just is on that defense. And that's what he allows Rutgers to be aggressive.
Yep.
And early on in the game, and for the majority of the game, man, who's the most aggressive team? It was Rutgers.
Oh, by, yeah, for
they
sure.
were more physical.
Yep.
They were up in Wisconsin.
And just rocked him.
Yes.
Gilmore hit the first free throw, missed the second. Mag clears. 74-54 Rutgers with 2 minutes and 13 seconds remaining. It is amazing the twists and turns of a season. A week and a half ago, the Badgers were riding high at 8-1 in the Big Ten. Big lead on Nebraska, and then everything has changed. Here's Williams leaving it for Omori. Baseline right, 15-footer, around the rim and out, no good. Rebound, Isaac Lindsay. With a minute 50 to play, Badgers down by 20. First three losses of this losing streak, all either-or games. This one one-sided as Omori got another deflection on a shot from Nolan Winter. It's well short. Should be another block for Cliff Omori. With a minute and a half to play, is now they'll just milk the shot clock, 18 to shoot. Steve Peichel saying, let it bleed, a minute 20 remaining. Eight blocks now for Cliff Moore. 1:13 to play. Jeremiah Williams on the dribble against Gilmore. Left elbow jumper is good. It's a thorough butt kicking this afternoon in Piscataway. 76-54 Rutgers. Here's Isaac Lindsay. Left lane line jumper is good. A sub timeout as Chris Hodges will come in for Nolan Winter. I remember Bo Ryan after a game years ago at a postgame press conference after a bad game for the Badgers asked the media, ever get your butt kicked before? What do? You can't wait to get back on the floor.
And that's what this team has in front of them on Tuesday. Absolutely.
Anybody who's ever competed, you have games where you are taken to the woodshed. It's how do you handle it? Be eager to get back to practice and get ready for Ohio State. 35 seconds to play. Williams driving layup. No, but a foul as he goes crashing. Williams does into the photographers. With 33.9 seconds remaining, 76-56 Rutgers.
Even though they're on this losing streak, we've talked a lot about it. They have the pieces, but now this is Tuesday at home. I'm very curious to see the response.
Oh, big time.
Right? Like at times in the season you have these.
Yeah.
We've talked about it prior to this game. But what is the response?
This now is about from the neck up, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's all there is.
Yep. Aiden Terry, the people's choice here in Piscataway, ready to check in. A preferred walk-on. This will be his fourth appearance of the season. Jacob Morales as well, as Michael able to clear the bench. 77-56 Rutgers with 33.9 seconds remaining. And Jeremiah Williams with the free throw. It is good. Knocks them both down. And he'll come out for Jamichael Davis. 22-point lead for Rutgers, down to 33 seconds remaining. Lindsay left sideline to the front court. On the dribble right of the lane, and he got bumped and goes crashing to the floor. And Lindsay had to feel that one as he will go to the free throw line. Jacob Morales, for the record, called for the foul with 26.7 remaining. One final calling card here today.
And this is one where it's almost a throw the tape away, because you know you're not this bad. You've seen the mistakes. It's a refresher. Now, I don't think Greg would probably do that.
No.
Because there's teaching points involved with all the time.
Free throw was missed from Lindsay. Hodges got the rebound. There, Greg Gard telling us in the pregame that they went through the entire game against Michigan. It's something they just doesn't do.
You don't have time.
Yeah.
I do remember there was one game that we played horrendous, and we were getting ready for film. And we knew we were going to get it. And there was no film that day.
Yeah.
It was, you know what? We can talk all we want to talk. We need to get on the floor.
Yep.
And we need to fix it out here. And that again. And that's where, you know, Coach Gard, what buttons is he going to push to get the most out of this group?
Hodges misses both free throws. Aiden Terry gets the rebound, and Rutgers can dribble out the clock if it so chooses. 15 seconds to play. Terry, the uncontested dribble, as the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, the dominant team from the opening tip here this afternoon. It scored the game's first 9 points. And quite frankly, in control, wire to wire, it's over here in Piscataway. Mercifully, it is over.
Well said. And that's where this is at. Now, you get in the locker room, you look at each other as around you, and you keep that circle tight. Who's with me? How do we fix it? Let's get this thing going. And that's the conversation that are going to be had.
Yep, they get back on the practice floor tomorrow and get ready for an 8 o'clock tip on Tuesday night against Ohio State. Final score this afternoon, Rutgers 78, Wisconsin 56. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Your home.